And it is time now for our weekly segment, our new segment on school news. And joining us bright and early on a Monday, and what a sacrifice, it's Elizabeth Emmett from the Napa Valley Unified School District. And good morning to you once again.
Good morning, Barry.
Thanks for getting up and coming in.
Yeah, how did that happen?
Gosh. The day has to start eventually. Might as well get it over with, right?
Yep, yep.
So what's top of the mind? We're going to talk a little bit about parents supporting their kids in school.
Yeah. I thought this is kind of a topic that really literally hits every single parent of a school child at Napa Valley Unified, so I thought it'd be a good one. When school is really the centerpiece of childhood, you know, they're with us for 13 years, and, you know, parents rely on us to do a lot of work to get their children, help them children get ready for college and careers. And of course, that's a partnership, right? It's the student, it's the parents, and it's the school, and we all work together to make that happen and make the experience a good one for the student and a successful one. So I want to talk a little bit about parents being involved in their child's education and what kind of things they can do to help. And that kind of changes, of course, from kindergarten through, you know, graduation. Mm-hmm. So I thought maybe we could talk about that a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You're telling me there's something I have to do. I mean, I deliver them to you every day and I pick them up approximately the time I'm supposed to. So what
right?
more?
Well, first of all, behave at drop-off time with your car. No, I'm kidding. There's a lot of factors that go into student success. We talked about that last week real briefly. And of course, you know, quality teachers, quality curricula, you know, effective learning environments, all very, very, very important. And there's a family component to it as well, you know. It starts really with, you know, transitional kindergarten or early transitional kindergarten, you know, before they even start with us, parents of, you know, students can decide, you know, students or children in California can start kindergarten if they turn 5 before September 1st. That's the cutoff for them to start kindergarten. And if your student turns 5 after September 1st, but before December 2nd, then you have the option of rolling them in transitional kindergarten, mm-hmm. which is sort of a bridge between preschool and kindergarten. And, you know, the reason that a parent might want to do that is that, first of all, it's public school. So it's not something that you're paying for, you know, another, you know, additional cost to you. But it gets your child ready in terms of, you know, numeracy skills, literacy skills, helping your child learn how to behave in a classroom, how to interact with peers, so that they go into kindergarten really comfortable and really ready to get started, you know, really ready to learn. So that's, you know, that's like literally one of the first things you can do. Mm-hmm. And another thing you can do is, you know your child better than anyone. So here at Napa Valley Unified, we do have open enrollment. So, you know, you could check out the different school offerings that we have. Most people really do like to go to their neighborhood school. It's familiar to the child. Their friends are there. You know, our neighborhood schools are excellent. So, there's, you know, no reason not to do that. But for other parents who look at their child and think, you know, well, this, my child would really benefit from X, you know, whether that's a dual immersion school where they learn English and Spanish, mm-hmm. you know, side by side, or an arts integration school mm-hmm. where they really, you know, integrate artful learning, you know, so it becomes more of a, you know, whole learning experience, or STEAM or STEM, you know, International Baccalaureate, which takes more of a global point of view. So, you know, that's another decision that mm-hmm. parents make. You know, we make a lot of decisions for our kids as we go. Mm-hmm. But, you know, but then once their child, you know, once your child's in kindergarten, you're off and running, then there's a real partnership there. Elementary school tends to see a lot more information coming home for parents. You know, you get that weekly backpack full of papers that you sort through, and, you know, you find out when everything's happening and what's required. And that sort of changes as time goes on. Once you hit middle school, that doesn't happen anymore. You don't get that weekly backpack. But at the same time, when you're at home, you know, the things that parents can do at their home is really first and foremost to emphasize to your children always how important education is. You know, let them see you valuing education so that they learn to value it themselves. Mm-hmm. And it might seem odd to be talking about that at an elementary level, but it really does. It resonates with them all the way through. You know, mm-hmm. You don't want to start talking about the importance of education when they're in high school and, you know, already thinking to themselves, perhaps, you know, is this something I want to do? Do I want to keep pursuing this? You know, mm-hmm. Instill those values early. Mm-hmm. You know, in early literacy, if students come to school, if they start kindergarten or transitional kindergarten, having already had a great exposure to the written word or a great exposure to language and numbers, studies show they're going to do well. They're going to do better than peers who don't.
Is there any data to help us understand to what degree kids today are reading outside of school? You know, if you look at adult numbers, you know, the average American doesn't read a book all year, you know, right?
Yeah.
So if that's our adult culture, mm-hmm. can we expect those same adults to foster a reading interest in kids?
You know, that's an interesting question. And I think, you know, I don't have those numbers at hand. I think we could extrapolate some guesses about it. But I know that, you know, both Gavin Newsom now and our Napa County Office of Education, you know, Barbara Nemko and the work she does, they really focus on early literacy because it is so critical. Not only early literacy in English, but for maybe students who come to us needing to learn English, mm-hmm. if they are already have good literacy in their own language, they're going to do better once they obtain literacy, you know, in English.
Sure.
So it's all about reading to your child, talking to your child. I know when I was a young mom at home, it feels really odd to spend the whole day talking to a baby, but you do. You know, that's exactly mm-hmm. what you do, and every single thing you put in that little brain helps to increase their chances of success at school. So once children come and they have that sort of foundation, you know, and as your child goes through school, it's also really important to support them as in the extension of their classroom day at home. You know, it really helps if a student has an expectation that if they have homework, they'll do it, and a place to do it that's quiet. Mm-hmm. And normally you say free of distraction. But what we're learning about some humans is that their brain actually works better if there's something else going on in the background. So, again, know your child. Mm-hmm. You know, if your child is one who's easily distracted, and, you know, make it quiet. Make it, you know, free of distraction. If your child's one who really does need something going on, music or, you know, TV going on or something.
So, really important thing that you just said.
Yeah.
That rather than mm-hmm. impose on not just your child, but anyone, like an employee or mm-hmm. someone you're supervising, mm-hmm. you impose an environment on someone, you may not be doing them a favor.
Yeah.
Right? What you think is perfect, or what in your mind is supposed to be the ideal, like a, you know, sort of secluded, super quiet, you think that's what they need? Ask them how they like it best.
Or watch them. Observe them.
Watch them. Cognitive styles. Right?
Exactly. That's exactly. It's fascinating you say that, because I remember when I used to be on a team, a work team, with a man who would never sit down at meetings. He would pace the room.
Right.
And it was always irritating to everyone else. Why can't he be like us? Why can't he sit down? Why can't he? And it turns out that's how he took in information. He was kinetic. He had to be moving in order to take in the information.
Right.
And that's true of, you know, that's true of humans. Mm-hmm. So we can't expect all of our kids to mm-hmm. learn the same.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
Anyway, so knowing your child in that way is also a wonderful way to support your child.
Mm-hmm.
You know, knowing what they're learning, knowing what's going on at their school, especially in elementary, but also in the elder grades. You know, school principals and staffs have a lot of autonomy when it comes to inviting volunteers or inviting parents into the classroom. So if that's something that you think you might be interested in as a parent, go talk to your principal. You know, go ask the question. Say, hey, I'd really like to know more. I'd really like to help. Are there any opportunities for me? And, you know, just find those out at your school.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of information comes home. There's there's a reason for everything that comes into your inbox, or there's a reason for everything that comes into your texts, or there's a reason for every phone call. Mm-hmm. And I know it can seem a little overwhelming because there is a lot to know. But one thing I would ask personally is that parents actually just take in the information. If you decide it's something that doesn't really apply to you, go ahead and, you know, dismiss it or mm-hmm. disregard it. Mm-hmm. But it really helps for parents to stay abreast of, you know, what's going on, and yeah. we do what we can to help that happen yeah. as well.
We're talking with Elizabeth Emmett from the Napa Valley Unified School District. It's our weekly school news segment. We call it that because we're really good at naming things, and we wanted something clever and not obvious. So school news. you were talking about how parents can set their kids up for success mm-hmm. and how they can be connected to the process. And we all know this is so obvious, I don't even need to say it, but, you know, times are different these days with everybody's working for the most mm-hmm. part. Even when one of the parents is staying in the house, it doesn't mean they're not working all the time, mm-hmm. doing whatever it is that we have to do to get by these days.
Yep.
People in Napa, particularly an affluent community, there's also a lot of traveling going on mm-hmm. where kids are out of school.
Yeah.
There's a lot of outside of school demands on sports and arts and programs that parents want kids to be in. It's a constant push and pull, isn't there, for, you know, to get the attention, you know, of the child during the school day, and then have the parents be connected the rest of the time to the
yeah,
school.
Yeah, it's not easy being a parent these days.
Yeah.
You know, there's I hear parents questioning, you know, do I have to help my student ensure that they have a jam-packed, you know, little resume when they start mm-hmm. thinking about college? And, you know, that's where some early planning really comes in handy, you know, helping your child think through, you know, what do they think they might want to do. Mm-hmm. And if they have some ideas, then they can do some research, right? They can find out, let's say I want to go to college A, B, or C, or I want to go into this trade or this trade. You know, they can do some research ahead of time to see what it's going to take. And they can tailor their activities accordingly. I mean, knowing that we all need stimulation outside of academics, you know, we all need to move our bodies and, you know, play instruments and sing and, you know, all those things that help. But to just, I don't know of many parents these days who have the luxury of just mindlessly signing their children up for things in order to try to expose them to so many different yeah. things, because there's a lot going on out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And a finite amount of time.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
So in terms of, say, the homework thing, you know, kids can be pretty tricky, you know, in their approach to that, and say, I didn't have any homework, mm-hmm. and I already did it. I did it on the way home or
yeah.
whatever. What kind of techniques do you recommend for those situations? You know, some kids are going to do well no matter what.
Yeah.
Others are needing more structure
yeah.
and supervision.
Yeah. You know, well, if a parent is in that way, in that predicament, you know, once again, technology to the rescue, right? So we have learning management systems, online learning management systems that parents can access. And when you're part of MVUSD, you get this information. You know, right now we're using, you know, Echo and can't think of the other one right now. Anyway, so parents can literally log in. Mm-hmm. There's a portal for them, and they can see what assignments their student has, mm-hmm. and they can see what's outstanding. They can see what their child's working on. They can. Most parents feel very comfortable communicating with the teacher, and teachers are happy when they do that mm-hmm. to find out exactly what's going on. I don't think it's probably not an epidemic. But of course, people are people, and some students are going to be in that situation.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, we try to help parents keep abreast of it as well. It's interesting. Like I said, you know, when you're an elementary parent, there's a lot of hand holding, and there's
right.
a lot of, you know, let's help your student. And in middle school, it's, you know, a little bit of loosening up there, mm-hmm. you know, making them, having them take some responsibility for themselves.
That's where it can go off the rails.
Yeah.
Guarantee you, right?
Yeah.
Right in there.
Yeah, and then by the time you're a senior, you know, in high school, you know, I think parents and schools have the same goals of, you know, you're trying to prepare this person to go out and be, you know, their own adult and, you know, take responsibility for themselves. So really, there's a lot more emphasis in secondary of students taking responsibility for themselves mm-hmm. and the work that they need to accomplish.
As it should be.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So if you've established the right habits and patterns maybe early on, then they yep. take care of themselves later, right?
Yeah.
How important is, this is a random perhaps a little bit, but mm-hmm. how important is the parent-teacher conference and the and those in-person connections? Because for many parents, that's really difficult, getting
sure.
to the school other than the drop-off and the pickup because of other mm-hmm. schedules and other kids and, you know, parents to take care of and who else, you
yeah.
know, what else might be in
there. Yeah,
life.
You know, and that's the sweet thing about that situation is that truly everybody's different. You know, every student is different. Every, you know, parents have varying levels, you know, degrees of either necessity or desire to be involved, you know, on a real intimate level with what's going on in their school. So, again, the good thing is that because people are different, they can take advantage of all the opportunities. You know, the school office is always wide open. You know, walk on in, ask to see the principal, and they can make an appointment. Principals are busy people, so they might not be able to see you right then. But, you know, there's, you can always talk to the teachers. You can, and there's, you know, secondary, there's counselors available, you know, if you feel like your child is having some emotional situations that might be affecting their learning. There's a lot of different avenues and a lot of different people who really do mm-hmm. want to help your child succeed.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing I can say at the secondary level is for parents, you're not alone. You know, mm-hmm. we're not just expecting you to send us, you know, a perfect human who's ready to learn. And, you know, if you feel like you need help, please do reach out. If you feel like your student yeah. needs help, please do reach out. We don't have resources for everything, but we're connected to a lot of resources as well, and yeah. we can make some references and referrals.
I was just thinking how unlikely it would be, you know, that the typical parent's going to visit the teacher and say, just so you know, Johnny's father and I are fighting constantly at home, and we're really in having a difficult relationship, and, you know, just it's not going to happen, right?
It happens, but not, I'm sure not in every situation. But I think a lot of it, that's one thing that's kind of cool about parenting at this point in history as well, is I think people are more tied into the reality mm-hmm. that what's happening at home does affect a student
sure.
at school.
Yeah.
And I think they're much more likely to engage the schools as a partner and to say, look, here's the situation.
That's good to know.
It is. Yeah. It's better for the students.
Yeah. As we come to the end of our time, mm-hmm. since I mentioned earlier the reading thing, we talked mm-hmm. about the importance of getting started reading. It's Napa County Reads' big culmination today.
It is,
yeah. So there's presentations in the schools. Teachers are streaming the author Alan Gratz's school site presentation to their classrooms in the 9 o'clock hour in some cases.
Yeah, the book is Refugee.
Yes. And he's presenting at Silverado Middle and RLS, and at Blue Oak, he's there at lunchtime.
Yeah.
And then the big event tonight starts at 6 with the author reception in the lobby, and then we'll talk with Alan Gratz about his book, Refugee, starting at 6:45. That's at the Lincoln Theater, $20 at the box office, or $25 online, and free for students, but still requires a ticket, it says.
Yeah, they need to go on and just go online and say, hey, I'm coming, mm-hmm. so they know to save a seat, mm-hmm. and then they just bring their student ID.
I finished reading it yesterday. I'm ready for the interview tonight, and what a compelling book.
I haven't had a chance to read it, and I'm really looking forward to it. It sounds wonderful.
You know, it's young adult fiction, mm-hmm. it's young adult, that's the right term, right?
Yeah.
And yet...
Based on actual events.
Yes,
yeah.
totally. And, mm-hmm. You know, what that means doesn't really affect the readability of it. It's a very readable novel for everyone, any level. So I encourage you to take a look.
Let me just say, young adult fiction is pretty compelling these days.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not teen fiction.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah.
It's right. It's very different than it used to be.
Yeah.
Very good. School News with Elizabeth Emmett. Thank you for being here again today.
Thank you, Barry.